Okay. My goal over here is not to say final halacha l'maisa. That's not my goal. My goal over here is, as the sign says, I'll look at the sources. I'm going to just go through some of the issue and to clarify what the issues are. We try to do some of the things inside. Some things we're going to speak out because it's just not possible in the time allotted for you to hear everything that there is to. I can read it all, but you can't hear it all at that speed. Okay. So Mishnah says, in page one over here, the Mishnah in Masechet Beyah, Meshami Armim Lo Yachem Odom Chamin L'Raglav Odom Kenriyam L'Shtiyah. The person, Meshami does not hold the Din of Mitoich, so it's only Mutter for Echol Nefesh. So you can't do the Malacha of Havora and Bishul unless it's for the purpose which you have making a fire, you have cooking the water. You cannot do that unless you're doing it for drinking purposes. So Tosfos says over here, it doesn't actually mean, the language of the Mishnah is that it's roi for shtiyah. It doesn't actually mean roi for shtiyah. It means that you're actually planning to drink it. And once you're drinking it, if you put up the pot at one shot, at one time, you can put up a large amount. You can't add more water later on, but when you put the pot up for the purpose of drinking, you're allowed to put as much water as you want at that moment. And then water which is left over, you would use for the purpose of washing your feet. That's Beisham. Beisholah Matir, Beisholah permits a person to heat up the water for the purpose of washing his feet. The second, the Mishnah is out of Madura, Mishnah Makanet, the person's allowed to make a Madura, make a fire to warm himself. Again, that's a Heter Pasha, it's a Heter Mitoich, and therefore, that'll be Mutter. So the more wants to know, according to Beis Shammai, is Madura permitted, which I mean, even Beis Shammai doesn't hold a Mitoich, but maybe you could argue that something which is a very strong physical need, like heating up the body, warming the body is like food, etc. So maybe she mutter even according to Beis Shammai. The more comes out that that's not true. Tosis, v'yachem adam chamin elam kenriyam l'shtiya. So Tosis over here has v'tamim eizatam shor Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai permit it? He's drinking, but while he's heating up the water, he's adding extra water to in order to have enough to wash his feet. And Beis Shammai says that that's the only case which would be permitted. The Beis Shammai tzarech lishtos mehen, you have to actually drink from them. Basila matir, fine. First half. Now the Tosfos b'dafka l'ragla. The Mishnah chooses a case where he's doing it to warm up for his feet. Aval l'chol gufay. So Tosfos says that the Mishnah chose raglav specifically. Aval l'chol gufay is murder the usher, but to warm up water for the whole body, that's going to be usher. The davar hashava l'chol nefesh bein, and we need. There's a rule in the lachol. Even though we Torah says l'chol nefesh is mutter, you're allowed to wash for the purposes of eating. You're allowed to. Do malachas for the purpose of eating. But the Torah comes along. Beis Hillel holds that there's a lach of mitoich. Once the Torah permitted it for the purpose of eating purposes, it's permitted malacha is mutar yamtiv for other purposes also. But there's a Gemara in Ksuvus and Daf Zayin that the Gemara in Ksuvus says that even though there's a concept called mitoich, it's only for uses which Shavu l'chol nefesh. Let's keep it in the Hebrew for now. Shavu l'chol nefesh. That a usage which most people, majority of people, all people find that an equal use. It's something which everybody finds equally beneficial. Something which is beneficial for all people. So there's a heter of mitoich. Something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh remains with the isur malacha on yomtiv. And it's an isur deraisa to do malacha for something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh. The more it gives an example. The more the Ksubas gives an example. Example number one, the more it gives is mugmer. Mugmer was that they would take a certain type of spice and put it on the coals, and it would make a nice smell, incense. And that's also to do it because you're burning these items on Yom Tov. It's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Most people do not feel a need to have this incense burning in their house. They don't. It's just the people are very delicate and sensitive, etc. The smell bothers them. They need a nice smell. The average person does not need that. So that's also the raisa for a person to do that on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says, well, according to that, So eating tzvi, you know, translate whatever you translate tzvi, call it venison for, you know, for our, actually the translated tzvi usually is like the real medakim say it's not a deer anyway. That's besides the point. But whatever it is, some type of an antelope. Like the Morris says, most people don't eat antelope; they don't eat it, right? So the chas not shovel the whole nefesh. So should be also the shecht a tzvi on yom tov to eat it. The Morris says that's not true. That most people, if had they been able to afford to do it, right? If I could afford to go to Levana's, you know, I would do it maybe, you know, and eat venison. But I can't afford, right? So it's a restaurant, right? Right? Okay. So the more saying that's something which is, theoretically it's most people would find it beneficial. They have limitations why they can't get it. Where as opposed to Mugmer, the more says people don't find it beneficial. I have no interest at all in getting this incense in my house. It's available to me. I still wouldn't do it. So that more makes that differentiation. So Tosfos says that kol gufo is not called shavu l'chol nefesh. Tosfos doesn't say why he says this. Tosfos doesn't tell you why he says this is so. So you read the Tosfos over here in Be'ah. He says, well, because you know, smora, right? The Mishnah uses lashon of the raglov, so must be it so. Now that's not really 100% clear from the Mishnah, because you remember that Beis Shammai is telling me the question is. Maybe you're telling me halacha and meshamai, that even such a small thing is just for your feet, it's still aser, and you know, maybe the finish of like ragel was meshamai. But the real hecher for Tosfos really is a Gemara in Shabbos. We'll see that in a second.
How do we know that, why is it that Dabar Shalom Tanav is a cap on mitilah? What's the relationship there? Where does it come?
The Gemara is not from Pasuk.
It's all on the rice level. Mitoch itself is a
svarmi deraiser. Mitoch pashas is a svara. There's two understandings of how mitoch works. There's two understandings how oichol nefesh works. That's a fair question. Let's go back to that. Okay, oichol nefesh is mutter. Anything which has to do with food preparation is mutter. Two ways that the Ramban understands that means that the Torah never asked this malach at all. There's also if I open up the chumash and I know there's lama test malachas on Shabbos. When I come to Yom Tov, there are not lamates malachas, right? If it's for oichol nefesh purposes, so that wasn't one of the Ramban says. You look at the Torah's language; it talks about by Yom Tov malachas avoda, and by Shabbos it says kol malacha. So it means on Yom Tov malachas avoda is osir. Malachas avoda is the opposite of malachas oichol nefesh. That's what the Ramban understands. Now that's not 100% correct, but that's how the Ramban says it. I'll tell you why it's not correct in a second. So it means according to the Ramban. There are only, you know, we'll take whatever we define as echol nefesh, which pashas means malachas which are directly involved in the eating process, not in the food process, in the eating process. There is, harvesting is not called a malachas echol nefesh, because I don't do, when I want to eat, I don't go out to the field and chop down wheat. So when I would make a dough and bake something and eat it, because that's the fresh bread, is, you know, that's, I don't, so... Those type of malachas, which are normally done in large amounts prior to the moment of achila, that's not called mutter. But the malachas echol nefesh, the five or six malachas which are mechas echol nefesh, there's no issur. So whether it's for the purpose of achila or not achila doesn't make a difference. Beis Shammai said, Beis Hillel said.
And that would include hutzah as well.
Include hutzah. Hutzah might be different according to the Rambam, but like everybody else, that's how include hutzah. Or the Torah was saying a special heter because of yom tov for echol nefesh, and then the Gemara is saying in Be'ah and Daf Yudbeis. A svara, which is mechadish, that the same way the Torah was matter for achila, it's logical. Any real tzarech for yomtiv should be mutter. There is mechadish b'shem whether you need the rice a tzarech yomtiv. Let's assume you need a tzarech yomtiv. It's mechadish, but you need that. Now, even according to Ramban, if a person does melechas echol nefesh for a goy, it's finished with the rice. So it means the melech is not 100% mutter. And a person does melechas echol nefesh for mutzi after yomtiv. It's mechalak in the Gemara because it might be usable for yom tov, but it's not usable for yom tov. You depend on badabim malachat deraisa. So malachas echol nefesh is mutter. It's not because it's called echol nefesh, which means it's for a Jew on yom tov. That's the heter of the malacha. So it's not really
like a hutzah d'chuyah,
right? So in that heter, which is a swara, the Gemara does not bring any pasuk for it. In the heter mitayach, Chazal understand from the pasuk, it means. Only ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levad yaseh l'chem. We dashen l'chol nefesh has to be shavu l'chol nefesh. So the definition of we say this malach is mutter means dafka l'chol nefesh. The davar shavu l'chol nefesh beinon v'zeh enoroy ela l'bnei adam mu'unogim Hands, feet, face, that everybody benefits from, whereas the whole body, not. Now, where's Tosfos getting this from? So really, Tosfos is getting this from the Gemara in Shabbos, says a story with Anshei Tiberia that they had this great idea that the water of the Mei Tiberia is not really drinkable. It's not potable water. But it's warm, so you like to have nice warm water, but you can use other purposes. Instead of heating it up, let's run a pipe of good sweet water through the waters of Tiberia and have it come out of the other end. Nice heated, good usable water. All right, so it's a great idea. So the Chum said it was Osir, and the Chum came along and said that if it was a case of Shabbos, we deal with it as water which is warmed on Shabbos, which is Osir to wash with, and it's mutter to drink, because you didn't do any action. And on Yom Tov, it's like mine, which was Chuchmah B'Yom Tov, that it is mutter for Rechitza and for Shtiyah. So Mora comes in Shabbos and says, what exactly are we referring to? What Rechitza are we referring to? So Mora says over here on page 2, Lamatesim Beis and Shabbos, so Mora says, my Rechitza, what Rechitza are we referring to? Washing what? Yom Rechitza is called Gufa, you're talking about washing your whole body. It says, we consider like water, which is warm than Shabbos, and that's why it's awesome. If it's water which is warm from every Shabbos, you're allowed to wash with. But Tanya, common shulchan mi'erev Shabbos, l'mocher reches ben ponov yada v'raglam. I will call gufa. Even if it's water which is warm before Shabbos, you may not wash your body with that on Shabbos. It's warm from before Shabbos. Chazal asked you to wash your body with on Shabbos. So it can't mean the whole body. Ela means ponov yada v'raglam. Good. So the face, hands, and feet. If it's warm on Shabbos, you may not wash with it. If it's warm on Erev Shabbos, you may wash with it. Okay? Face, hands, and feet. If it's warm before Shabbos, it's mutter on Shabbos. And Moshe says, well, that's the case. The Sefer doesn't fit. Sefer. B'yomtev. K'cham and shukman b'yomtev. Asurim b'rechitza b'torim b'shtiyah. I'm sorry. So yomtev, it's also b'rechitza. Now, what's the case? So why is it also b'rechitza? Pono yadav v'raglav. Lema sanan stoma k'bei shamay. Beis Shammai says you can't wash the Beis Shammai Amrim lo yachim adam chamin l'ralim can't ruin the shtiyah. Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel is matir for the case of Ponor Yalach, Beis Hillel is matir. So the Mordechai says, what's the case? The case is not rechitza, which meant immersing yourself in the water, it meant pouring water over your body, and that's the case of the Gemara. That's the case which the Mishnah is telling me, that if it's water which is before warmed on Yom Tov, it's going to be Asur. Had it been warm before Yom Tov, the act of pouring water, hot water over your body, which is warm before Yom Tov, will be mutter according to this Tan of the Mishnah. The Gemara brings a 3-room machloikus about that, and we don't paskin like that. We paskin, the Gemara comes out, that water which is warmed before Yom Tov, or the Gemara says that water which is warmed before Yom Tov, to mishtat of kol gufay. So Rishima says it's mutter. Rishuda says hot is also cold is mutter. You want to pour cold water over your body? You want to pour hot water over your body? You cannot. And the Mor says the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Comes Tosis and Tosis says, Vesil is mutter. Masha dafka l'raglav. Here, page 2. I will tell you, you can't do for your whole body. Water which is heated on Yom Tov is the same thing as water which is heated on Shabbos. And later on, the Gemara says, Chazal said you can't get involved in going into a sauna because you might come to wash yourself. What's wrong with washing yourself? Because you might heat up the water. What's wrong with heating up the water if you're allowed to heat up the water according to Beis Hillel? So apparently, Tosfos says, even according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to heat up the water on Yom Tov to wash your body. So it says from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara seems to indicate that water which is heated on Yom Tov is problematic, not for your face, hands, and feet. It has to be for the whole body, because the Gemara made a gzeira that you can't go into a sauna because you might come to heat the water. No, was ish lech. Now, Tosfos is like this. You can't heat up water, you can't make a fire for the purpose of washing. If you're allowed to heat up water, you're allowed to make a fire for it, so what's wrong with, so you'll do a sauna, okay? If you do a sauna, you'll wash, okay? That's also mutter. If it's not an issa d'oraisa, why would you make a gzeira because of it? The ma'ashna havor, the rechitza, my word is zeh. I don't understand. Zeh, you're telling me, really is weaker than mutter. I'm allowed to heat up water, to boil it up, to make a schwitz bath. I mean, I'm doing a halacha d'oraisa of fire and cooking the water to get this, and that's okay. It's only d'rabbanan. But heating the water for the purpose of washing my body, that's awesome. What's the difference? This is what Tosis says. Must be. Washing the whole body, that's called tainik. The high time of the rechitza. Zeh was used for health purposes. So Tosis says that the Penei Shlomo sent Tosis is saying a rule. Even if I don't have to make a poll, go out there and say, you know what? Okay, Rav Goyer said there's 100,000 people out here. Like, we count them, we get to 50,001. Now it's mutter. That's not the pshat. Everybody has a need to be healthy. Brius is a valid need. So Zeya, which is used for Brius purposes, is considered a shavu l'chol nefesh. Whether everybody, this is what Penei Shlomo says, whether everybody does it or not is irrelevant. That's what the famous Ben Yeshua, it's on this Tosis, says it's before in Tosis, that anything which is done for health purposes is mutter, because it's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And therefore, he says smoking, which is very healthy because it helps your digestion, is mutter on Yom Tov, even though not everybody smokes, because it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody needs to be healthy. So everybody needs to smoke to be able to digest the food. That's what Ben Yeshua says. Well, you know, by the way, that the studies have been done that actually one smoke after a meal actually heightens your digestive system. It might kill you for other reasons, but it helps your digestive system. There's a tumor from the Debert Ziner. Debert Ziner says a fascinating thing. He says that in Europe, he feels that, you know, that even now it's his gal, it's a problem. He felt that it was probably, it's different. He says, if you lived in the air of 200 years ago, 250 years ago, before the Industrial Revolution, and you had the clean air, everything else was clean, the middle, and you take one smoke every single time after a meal to help the digestion. Two actually say that one cigarette will heighten the digestion. Two will actually depress. So you only can take one. And he said the patient, when they weren't rich, they would take one after the meal to help them digest. You know what? The damage to the lungs was very minimal because their lungs in general were very healthy. There wasn't all the schmutz in there anyway. So maybe Pinisher was right, but that's what says. But nowadays, if we have enough schmutz in our lungs, then who knows what, but all you need is a little more, it's going to kill you. So it's not mutter. He said it's not a right from nowadays to what was there. Okay? Smoking is okay. So that's what it says. So something which is labrius, which is considered chazal types of something which is health function, is shavu l'chol nefesh. Chazal was saying that the act when a person washes whole body is not a health function. It's a tainug. So it's a tainug, so that is not called shavu l'chol nefesh. Now, what will be if every single person does it? I don't know. So that's a shaila nachronim. In other words, if everyone decides to be mefunakim, everybody decides to become unagim, all of a sudden everybody decides they like incense, does that make it shavu l'chol nefesh? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Tosis is not saying that. Tosis is saying, well, if Yeshua understands Tosis, that we're differentiating between something which is labrius, so even though only a meat does it, it's called a beneficial need to everybody, brius, as opposed to tani. It's not a beneficial need for everybody. That's how the Penei Shlomo understands Tosis. Okay, now that's not the only one that's the way to understand Tosis, that's how he understands Tosis. Okay, so that's where Tosis came from. The Gemara over here, which is Mashma, that Zeh is also the Rabbanon, it's also the Rabbanon because of something, because it has to be the Raisa to make it also because of. Okay, that's Tosis. Comes along the Rambam, page 4. And the Rambam says, Rechitza v'sicha rehein b'chal achila v'shtia perek alav l'cha tazayin. So Rechitza is b'chal achila v'shtia. Now the Rambam's language sounds, it's not even mitoich. Yeah. Rambam understands that goes into the body, this is part of direct body pleasure, that's called not even mitoich. So the Mechotzi Beisham Beis Hill is, now you understand the more it's hamim by Madura, according to the Rambam. The more saying Madura. So Beis Shammai's argument is, you know, Rechitza is not called Oichel Nefesh. Maybe Madura, which is for the whole body, is called Oichel Nefesh. Because even Beis Hillel, the Rambam learns in Beis Hillel, when we paskin, that's called Oichel Nefesh Mamish. Hareim Bechlal Achila B'Shtiyah. Versus a B'yoptiv, you can do it Ach Asher Yechel Oichel Nefesh, L'chol Shetzarech HaGuf. Taisha, the Pasuk means anything which is Tzarech HaGuf.
Rashi also says, like, don't
do that's the least. Well, that's le- that's most clear in Zahav. I mean, in Beis Shammai, he's saying Alach L'Maisa B'Sivu, right? That's Fear Mecham and Cham B'Yomtiv Vereches Ben Parayin of a Rag. Okay, the because the Taisa says it's right. Only Parayin of a Rag. I will call Gufay is also. Why? It's Alach Nefesh Mamish Mishum Gzeres Merchitz. So it's also because of Gzer. If I allow you to wash your whole body, you might come and do it in a Merchitz. No. Okay, so what's wrong with that? So the Mor says the problem with Merchitz is because they're going to heat up the water. No, it's mutter. So the Rambam has to learn Gzeres Merchitz means that they ask it on Yom Tov because of Shabbos. That's a very big doichet. Tosfos problem is a very big doichet to say they ask it on Yom Tov because of Shabbos. In general, something which is called Echol Nefesh, Chazal did not touch Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov. I mean, you know, if you want to ask it on Echol Nefesh because of Shabbos, I have a great idea. We can't cook any food on Yom Tov because you might do it on Shabbos. No, that's exactly what Echol Nefesh we don't touch because of Gzeres Shabbos. The Rambam is learning that we do. So you see, every doichik in the Rambam is shot in the sugya. The Rambam is shot in the sugya is very. The reason why Tosfos said, "What's my choices?" To learn, I don't know. We swear one way or the other. I'm learning the sugya. I'm seeing Kol Gufa has to be Yosef. Part of your Rago is Mut. Why? So Tosfos says, "Well, don't tell me about Gzeres because of Merchitz. That doesn't make any sense." If it's Mikra then Mutter, it can't be. So the only thing I'm forced to say is, must be the Mor is telling me the Taitch of what's called Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh. So Taitch is forced, he's up against the wall, so I have a choice. That's all I can learn the Sugya. Rama says, no, I'll tell you it means Gzeres Merchitz, which is a very big Daichik. Because the Ram held, like Taitch says, the Sevor of Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh and all like that, I find very difficult. So they're arguing which Daichik is worse. They both agree that there's a Daichik over here. Either it's not the Sugya or it's not the Sevor. But at the end of the day, you're forced one or the other.
How does he determine when the Gezer is from Shabbos or not? Like, in what?
It's right. I mean, well, the Gemara says it. So he's Rama's just coming up to the Gemara. Shaila is. See, Shaila
what
is.
Where's the line done?
Well, I mean, Eichel Nefesh Mamish food, we didn't ask for Yom Tov because of Shabbos. Right. There is some cases, the Moran Bay talks about, you know, like Halakta, we're not coming to Mechalti in Shabbos and Yom Tov. What it says also in Shabbos, also in Yom Tov, or vice versa. You know, the Moran goes through all the cases. Now, but the Rambam then adds, Chama Shehuchmu Be'er of Yom Tov, Reiches Ben Kol Gufoy V'Yom Tov. Second halacha, if it's Huchmu Be'er of Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash your whole body. So it goes all the Bezel of Shabbos Levav. The Isser of Maim Shehuchmu Be'er of Shabbos L'Shabbos, and Maim Shulchan Be'er Yom Tov are not the same. Because Shabbos, you're dealing with the Mamash to Gzeir right now. You might, I'm going to ask her, cooking Erev Yom Tov, because you might do it on Yom Tov, which is only also because you might do it on Shabbos. No. So, doing it on Yom Tov is also. Doing an Erev Yom Tov, to use it on Yom Tov is Mutter, according to the Rambam. And that, the Shulchan Aruch adds, only if you're not in the Merchitz Mamash. If you do it in the Merchitz itself, that's already Mamash, because there is Merchitz, that's not going to be Mamash. Even if it's mine, which is Hukum, Erev Yom Tov, which the Rambam says is mutter and Yom Tov, not if it's heated, not if you're doing it in the Merchitz Mamash.
I don't know how much more time, but I was just curious how that would apply today, where it was the hot water heater.
Right. So that's a very good question. Now, I'm going to skip a little bit over here. I just want to point out two more things. I want to try and pull together, because we said a little late. I still have 5 minutes. Okay. The Ramban on page 7, the Ramban says, I don't understand this whole sugya. What exactly is this problem on Yom Tov? I just don't get it. Yesh kan sheila. Kimin chizus kol aguf v'zeh kulam mutarim. I feel a hachem b'yamtiv. So loma goes to klal leim b'yamtiv. So why are they also? I don't get it. My yisurim. What's the problem? If you're going to tell me shum Shabbos and why leaves are yamtiv otu Shabbos, b'davar shel echol nefesh. We don't make echol nefesh things also on yamtiv because they're Shabbos. So yesh lomar. The problem is yisur kumay b'diach b'karka. You might squeeze the towel, you might flatten out the floor where they used to do it on dirt floors. That was a gzeir. Venom Chuvra, they said that's not a gupshat. And the Rabbi Hirschler in his notes suggests that the reason why it's not a gupshat, he feels it because the Rashba suggested that pshat, and the Rashi says it can't be, because the Morah says, Beferish says, Chametz Tavei are mutter. Well, the Gzeirah might squeeze in the towel and flattening out the floor would apply to Chametz Tavei as much as they apply to not Chametz Tavei. So that's not going to be a good chiluk. She says, the Tosfos says, therefore, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. He says, Vela Divrei Nevi'ah saying, this is mamish, like, this is, you need a Navi to tell you this. I mean, there's no Makor in the Gemara anywhere. It's just like Tosfos pulled out of his hat. Such a chiluk. Doesn't make sense to him. At the end of this,
I thought you said the Gemara in Ksubas talks about
Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It doesn't talk about washing. That washing not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
But there is a Musik of Shavu L'chol
Nefesh. Yeah, right. Now, at the end of the whole piece, it says, it has Velam and Nun, which the Rishon Zalman itself says the it was supposed to be Lamed Beis, Velabriya time in the Milsa. I don't know why they made a Gzair. I don't know what the Gzair is about. Ramban says there's a Gzair. I don't know what it's about. I don't know where it came from. So that Ramban touches on this point. Okay. So now, let's take a quick look over here in page 9 in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have time to the Mishnah inside. Mutter lahachem b'yamtiv mayim lirchitz yadav. A person can wash, heat up water on yamtiv to wash his hands. The Bialacha says it's lav dafka hands, even it's face and feet. Even nowadays with our feet, you know, we don't walk around barefoot, etc. We're not so dirty, etc. Feet should remain mutter. And he said the truth is it's any part of the body. The second Bialacha says any individual part of the body, you can heat up water for that purpose. So in a case where a woman needs to do a hefsetara, and she wants to use some warm water on Yom Tov to do the hefsetara, she's allowed to do that. Now he brings that to long bir halacha, well, that's mutter and osur. That's that second bir halacha, third bir halacha, avolot kol gufoy, long piece of bir halacha, which she starts very strongly that it's other parts of the body are osur. The end of the day says that that's not true. Many rishonim and mashal, other parts of the body are mutter. So any individual part of the body is mutter. It's called shavu l'chol nefesh. I would like called gufay, the whole body, which means even right where the body is asur. If you're any rest of the basachas, even you don't do not do it at the basachas. And that, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the way we understand Tosfos, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Now the Rashba says, not the basachas is minorizes mutter. Because that's each aver at a time. And each aver I told you was okay. So I do the arm, okay? Now I do the upper arm, and I do each aver. What? But the Rabbanan, they said, once you're doing the whole thing, is the one, no, you can't do it. So no, even after this initial deraisa, there's now an initial Rabbanan to do aver aver. Okay. Zat Ramah, Abhamutal Irfetz Tinek, you're allowed to wash a child, Ramayim Shukman Al Yadei Yisrael, but Yomtav, even the person heated up water, which either Behat or Be'isr, you're allowed to use that water. Also, lacham and l'tzarcha fill yaday and yehudi. You can't go lachatila and warm up water for a child, even through a non-Jew. Avakasarcha and lavashal. You have to warm up water to cook with, or lahadiach to wash dishes with. Osmut to laharvest. Be sure you add more water for the child. Then you come to reyikum or b'shavas tisub b'shem fine. Amalim shulchmu be'er yamtiv. So the shulchan aruch water which is heated from before yamtiv. Mutalirchas kol gufa fill l'keechol. You're allowed to wash the whole body, Shulchan Aruch Shita, like the Rambam Shita, is even one shot. Mio dafek chutz l'merchas of merchas loy. Even that dafek chutz l'merchas. So there's if it's water which is heated from before Yom Tov, you may wash your whole body according to Shulchan Aruch on Yom Tov, not in the merchas. So the Ramah Hagah v'yesh osim cholinyan b'chein noyegin. Some say that it's osur, that kol gufa is osur, even water which is heated from before Yom Tov. And that's the minig Ashkenazi. Okay. Merchatz is a bathhouse, yes. Okay, now, applying that to Bizman HaZeh, so the questions are, there's two questions. One is, do we consider our water in our boiler, water which is heated from before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov? Question number one. Do we consider our bathhouses like merchatz or not merchatz? The third issue you have, there's a din in Shin Chavav, but there's a minig Yisrael not to wash your body totally, even with cold water. That's a minig Yisrael which is mentioned in the Morgan of Rum from the Trumas Hadesh.
On Yom
Tov. It's mentioned over there on Shabbos. Now it says why is that? So does that apply to Yom Tov? That's the third question you have to remember. Does that apply to Yom Tov? Now, over there it says two. It says three reasons why we don't do it. It's not midirah gemara. It's mutter. Midirah gemara. It's sinan to do pouring water over your head and taking a cold shower. Midirah gemara is mutter. Actually, it could be even going into a kli of in the character. It might be mutter. There's a minhag Yisrael not to do it, and that's the minhag, and we don't chepper with the minhag. Now, what's the source of the minhag? So the Magen Rama says three reasons. He says one, which is not negated to Yom Tov, that is that the person would. The more it talks about, if you have go into the water and you come up, you have a lot of water on your body, you're carrying water. So you carry water a dollar amos. That's not negated to Yom Tov. You're carrying Yom Tov. The second one is that a person would come to. Go into Xeris Shayatin, even though we did it more, the Xer of swimming has limitations, but you might come to apply it over here. Actually, there's four reasons. One is that you when you go in the water, there's little pieces there, you're going to push them away and cause them to move Dalai Lamas. Again, it's not the Yabdi. And there's Xer al Skita. Xer al Skita. Now, Skita applies in Yomtiv. You saw the Ramban says, well, maybe the reason why it's also is because of Skita. Skita's Aluntis. Right, the towel. You're gonna squeeze the towel. Now, beginning the more again, that's mutter. More so the minigistel because of schita. So, Rav Moshe is masupik. Do you need all the reasons together to make it osir or not? Rav Moshe is not sure if you need all the reasons together to make it osir. And therefore, he says there's not a clear minig in regards to a shower. The minig was in regards to going into water. In regards to a shower, it's not a clear minig. He said, but the mice of the minig, we don't do it unless a person is a mitzvah. That's Rav Moshe's psak, and let's on the page whatever 18 over here
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Rav Moshe does not address Yom Tov. So, according to the way Rav Moshe presents it, you could argue that on Yom Tov that minute doesn't apply. You could argue, yes, because Rav Moshe is going to say the mice of the minute was not to take a shower. In Europe, there was no minute about showers because they didn't have showers. He says, but in America, it became the fact that nobody would take a shower, and that became the minute. He says, you shouldn't change it unless a person's a mitzvah. So, my understanding that minig, as much of that shul gabi shabbos, that shul gabi yom tov. There's a minig in yom tov, they didn't do it, right? Rav Moshe is masupik about it, and he seems to say that the minig was the fact on the ground was people did not do it. You should not change it unless you're a mitzvah. Now you have to find mitzvah. But so let's assume, for argument's sake, that that's not a clear head, right? So then there's nothing to talk about unless you're a mitzvah. Well, then it's mutter. Mitzdari is a heter that if a person feels very, very uncomfortable, etc., so that's a heter mitzdari. You have a tunay yaptiv, and it's very hot out, it's 100 degrees, the air conditioner's not working well, you know, good.
This would only be with cold water.
That's with cold water.
It's cold. On yaptiv, would that mean that you can only turn on the cold water, or as long as the water is not by temperature?
That's a good question. So there comes along, there's a night of Yehuda, and the night of Yehuda says, that when they were matter for a woman to go to the mikveh, which really this is the same problem, but if the tzarech mitzvah going to the mikveh, they were matter it. Says once she's going to the mikveh, it's called shavu l'chol nefesh, not to go into a freezing cold mikveh. In other words, as much as the minute didn't apply to going to a mikveh, so then the fact that you want to warm the water, it should not be. Now remember, they never went to water, which is yatzaladis, but it's not a very healthy thing to do. So the definition of chamin doesn't mean yatzaladis, but it means body temperature and above, but you feels warm. So the heter over here would have to be something which is going to be enough to remove the chill that you shouldn't be freezing your walk in. But that lekar should be mutter. That would be called shavu l'chol nefesh. Now, but the problem is that that's only true if you tell me that for the tzarek rechitzas kol haguf, that you know we're going to be matter to turn on the water. So is heating the heater is the heater water according to the Shulchan Aruch mine which is Hukam Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov it gets according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to Tosfos it's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh and you can take away the problem. Those are the questions. So according to the Rambam you have Gzeiros Merachatz which is asked to do it your whole body no matter whether you were in the Merachatz or not. Putting rid of a raglov was usher. Putting rid of a raglov was usher in the merchatz. Not putting rid of a raglov is usher even not in the merchatz. So everything is usher. So to be matter it, you have to tell me that according to the Rambam that when he said rechitz over here, putting rid of a raglov wasn't in water. It wasn't immersing. It was pouring. So the Rambam tell me Potter Raglav is mutter chus Americans and usher Americans, and Kol Gufo is mutter on mine, which is Hucham and Yamtiv. Right? So you want to tell me that mine is instead of Hucham and Yamtiv, I can't take a shower, according to the Rambam. There's nothing to do Americans. So you tell me the only way you can say a hetzer, according to the Rambam, you tell me the mime was hukum from before Yom Tov, and then Kol Gufo is mutter. According to the Rambam, because the Rambam says it's still awesome. According to the Rambam, you want to tell me it's mutter, you have to tell me it's mime, shukum, yarev Yom Tov. So this is the machloikus in the present day poskim. The water is heated from before Yom Tov, it's in the boiler. So if you washed a lot of dishes on Yom Tov itself, Rabbi said, forget about it. You can't take a shower the next day. The new water which came in was heated on Yom Tov. Your case was you didn't use any hot water. You're a nice, good boy. You didn't use any hot water. The water which there was heated from before Yom Tov. But meanwhile, there's a thermostat which keeps turning it on. Is that called Hukam Erev Yom Tov? Is it called Hukam An Yom Tov? So that is a discussion amongst the modern poskim. Both opinions are what's the discussion? You have no involvement in it at all. Is that called Hukam B'Yom Tov or not? So there's a Sefer Hilchos Amoedim. He times it's called the Maisa, the thermostat turns it on. That's called Hukam B'Yom Tov. As Sefer Gabriel says, it's called Hukam Erev Yom Tov. I can hear arguments both ways, but that's all. It's all the Rambam so far. I haven't even touched Tosfos. What about Shabbat L'chol Nefesh? Nowadays, the argument nowadays, everybody takes showers, daily showers, not daily showers. You know, right?
For Brias L'chol.
And we'll tell you nowadays, we do it not for time, we do it because nowadays the doctors tell you that it's healthy. In America.
Certainly in the warm weather when you sweat. Right.
So that's one question. Now,
what was it?
Is Shavu Chol Nefesh defined? So certain things are Shavu Chol Nefesh, there's no standard, like it really goes back to that Pnei Yeshua. Shavu Chol Nefesh, that Chazal were touching up what's called beneficial, not called beneficial. Or Shavu Chol Nefesh means what's out there. And so the Pnei Yeshua said, not everybody's smoking. But since, according to his understanding, that was something which was healthy, Chazal never spoke one way or the other about it. But now the doctor tell you that's healthy, so that's called Shavu Chol Nefesh. Now, according to the Pnei Yeshua, I have a Gemara which told me that showers are not called the Brias. They're called the Tainug. So does modern science override that? So the Brasina says, no way. It's very nice. You know, but it's not like, you know, that Chazal said, listen, let's take a poll. The Pnei Yeshua was saying Tosfos, the Chazal were touching up, this is called the Brias, this is called the Tainug. They're touching up on Metzius. That Zay is healthy for you, and the Pnei Yeshua says, it wasn't good, but he did it, because it was bad some healthy. And the Chazal are telling you that this is not etzem healthy, it's latino. Which means if you live in a country where nobody does it and you get used to it, you know what? People aren't dying. At the end of the day, people are not getting dying and such because of that. I don't see it necessarily that that's true. America is more healthy because they're taking more showers. I don't know if it's true or not. They tell you that. I don't know. I can't tell you what people.
Dying because of smoking, though.
I understand. But that wasn't a Gemara.
Right.
Here, a Gemara discussed it, according to the patient, and told you a fact. So I think, you know, the facts have changed on the ground. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. So you have to decide that you want to go along and someone's initiated the rice according to places in a Gemara, and we said, you know what? In Yishtara Tivim, and the facts are different nowadays. Very possible. I don't have the places to come along and take an issue which has existed for 2,000 years, and if it's in a Gemara, then it's Mutter. I'm not going to do that. Now, you might want to say that. I cannot tell you that you're wrong. I am not going to take the responsibility to do that. Okay. Now, let's see what the Pnei Yeshua. It means it's totally what the Metzius is. So then you can say, nowadays it's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But remember, there's a Rashba. The Rashba said that there's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that Aver is also, even though Mita Rice, Aver is Mutter, Chazal Asher, Aver. And the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, even though the Tam is Batel, the Gzeira still remains. So, Amri Matzer, Shavu L'chol Nefesh, means that the Issa the Rice is no longer there, but the Gzeira is still there. So, L'chara, I can't be Matzer. So it's what's fascinating is that Shlomo Zalman raises the question. In the Shemir Shabbos Kippur, page 15, he raises the question. The car nowadays, the Kohen says, the car should be mutter. V'yesh l'ayin. It's on page 15 of the brackets in the footnote. Kayoim shiroi b'nei odom yesh l'hem cheder ambati b'beisim or the prophets mekalav. Everybody has a bathtub or at least a shower. Lo meneser v'kisus kol agub v'shum shem shabu l'chol nefesh. Ma'ay shtom yisayet d'mizana gemora. Mikra din shemir rinam shum nahabi shabu l'chol nefesh. Zay was mutter, why should this be also? And he goes through all the, and he raises the question. At the end of the day, he says, it's a good question. He's not mad at it. He says it's a good question. Right? So, and that's why the Shir Shabbos Hilchos at the end of the day tells you on the top that it's awesome. You know, so he does not, was not miyachas to the Rashba, and that the Gzeir of the Rashba would apply, which that's a good question on him. Why wasn't he miyachas to the Rashba? And he's literally not like the understanding of the Pnei Yeshua, I think. So if you assume both of those points, yes, so then the courage should be mutter bizman is there. So I'm not passing halacha lemaisa, but I just want to point out that I've seen an article published in the Journal of where he comes out that it's mutter. I think that I would have the pachad to take an issur which has existed clearly issur for 2,000 years, and taking my place is the chat that it's say that it's mutter. Haraya, you know, he didn't chat the Rashba, so you know. The decision that I understand every single facet of the sugya, therefore I can pass it something as mutter. You have to know every single facet of the sugya. Maybe you missed a facet. He also assumes in that article that schita doesn't apply in yomtiv, which that's true. You look at Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Tzadi Hey, so schita is only derabanan on yomtiv. That's almost schita of the isser of mafarik of dosh, not schita with the isser of malabe. And the isser over here, you see the Rishonim discuss schita as a problem. They're talking about this. Says the minute of the Magen Avraham doesn't apply because that's about schita, and schita doesn't derabanan. Yeah, but that's Rabbana by Mefarik. We're talking about the Raisa one of the Isser of Malabe. So I think there's a few reasons why I'm not comfortable with the article as being the and Rishon Zalman, you know, it's interesting. Rishon Zalman raises the question and says, I don't know. It's a good question. Right? There was a certain yira to come along and such a thing. So, halacha l'maisa, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi when it comes to l'maisa, and he'll be mutter. There might be, so, you know, but to say a blanket statement that everybody's always mutter, I understand that maybe it's problematic.
What about for kids?
Should be on the record, off the record.
On the record.